So I met with a swimmer the other day. We've been doing a series of lessons, an ongoing series of lessons for a few months. And he was letting me know about how his practices went in the time between our previous lesson. And he was saying, oh yeah, two practices ago I went in and it felt so good. You know, it's like, man, I was amazed. I was really enjoying it. I was swimming better than I've ever had. It was wonderful. Then he said, but I went to the next practice and I got in the water and I couldn't feel it. I couldn't put things back together and I really struggled. And man, I was wondering what was wrong. And he seemed to be, you know, he was kind of frustrated with himself about that. Like, how come he can't make this thing stick? Well, I heard that and I understood what he was saying. And I felt like I wanted to let him see inside my own experience to have a little bit better interpretation of what he was experiencing in his own practice. So I said, you know, I'm rarely ever the exact same person in the pool from day to day, like one practice to the next. I mean, yeah, there's general progression in my skill and my abilities on things, but I can get in the pool one day and just my body feels really loose. My stroke feels quickly. It just feels like it can be really long. And that day, for whatever reason, my body's just saying, hey, you are in the mode for long strokes. And so I find that I can do sets that are, yeah, I just have a lower SPL, lower stroke count. And it's a good day to emphasize those things because I just feel like my nervous system is really tuned in for that. But then I can get in the pool on another day and I won't feel that exact same thing. And I'll use the warm-up time. Yeah, I come to the pool with an agenda, with a pre-planned idea of what I should do, but I use the warm-up time to inform myself of what my body's really in need of on that particular day. I don't exactly know until I get there. So I'll get in and I spend actually half an hour in a warm-up period. I swim 1,500 meters and I have various little activities I do in that 1,500 meters, gradually, starting out very gentle, gradually increasing my intensity, variable intensity up and down, and just loosening up the body. And then I'm just taking note. What is my body saying? What is it feeling like it's wanting to do today? What areas are feeling a little tight or restricted? Or maybe I'm just saying, hey, there's something going on here today, and it's just for whatever reason, my body's not in a mode to work in this way or that way. And I will let that influence what I end up doing for the rest of the practice. There's some things that I'll be like, yeah, I think I need to spend time tuning this. And so I'll redirect the first part of my main set to tune up that issue. But other days I'm like, yeah, it just, yeah, my body's saying it's just not in this mode today. So I will adjust my agenda and train in a different way. So I'll pull something else out of my hat. Still keeping me moving forward on my general training plan, but I can work on my skills and my fitness for that goal in different modes. I don't have just one mode for it. So I can work on tempo, I can work on stroke length, I can work on pace, I can work on activating certain muscles in certain sequence. So I could just be very in tune to a particular way of empowering the stroke. I could be tuned in on either activating strength in the furthest ends of my range of motion. There's lots of things that I could do to adjust and still be productive, even though the feedback I got during the warm-up encouraged me to do something different than my original plan. So, I wanted to encourage this swimmer, and I want to encourage you, is that, yeah, we have a plan. Have a plan that's taking you step by step, gradually increasing complexity. It's moving you in the direction of an achievement goal that you want. But from day to day, there is fluctuations. There's an organic fluctuation. Some days you're a little bit sharper than others. Some days you're a little bit more energetic than others. You could take advantage of those when things are really humming really well. Some days you may start out not feeling great, but if you gave it about 20 minutes of good warm-up with variable intensity, you may find that you open up and end up having a really good practice the way you had intended to. But then other days you may get there and, you know, your body's just not seeming to be in the mode, even after giving it good attention and warm-up, to do the tasks that you'd originally planned. So then you just say, all right, plan B. I'm gonna practice in a slightly different way or a majorly different way that still works on something that I need to work on, but I'm gonna respect what my body's telling me to do today. So that also can include when you are, maybe when your immune system's run down, you're not sick yet, but if you push too hard, you would be depleting your immune system a little too far, which would make you vulnerable to getting ill, or when you're recovering from illness, or if you've just had a heavy mental or emotional workloads, it may be better to swim gently. Although there are times when I've had intense emotional times and it's a good time to swim really hard, because it's kind of like getting exhausted in a healthy way is a good way to kind of mellow out my intense emotions. So when you get to the pool, allow yourself to be a unique person on that day and be respectful of those things. Make a judgment call. Some things you need to push through a little bit, other things you need to respect and back off and work on your body in a different mode. And be willing to use your practice time also as therapy, self-therapy. For if you need to go slow, let things be gentle today, do so. And if you need things to be intense because you just got to deal with some intense emotions, then you should do that as well. All right, I hope that's encouraging to you. Be yourself and your unique self from day to day.